FM 90.3 WJTL. You're listening to the Kids Cookie Break. That's Fred's Bugs song. And a big thank you again to author Kristen Barnett. The bug who thought he lost his buzz. What happens when the big bad beast stings? I am going to give you a chance to win a copy of that book a little bit later in the show. But right now we are joined by another author. This Friday night, September 28th at 6:30, I will be competing in the celebrity milking contest at the Effort Affair. Little nervous. I really don't know how to milk a cow. I hope you can join us for the fun in Tent City in Tom Grader Community Park. Now, the Lancaster County Dairy Princess, Danae Gockley, did offer up some milking practice for me at her family's farm. So I don't know. I may know what I'm doing. And now I have a song to go along with the milking fun. The song is The Cows Go Moo. It is a new children's book and song from author Jim Pettypah. And he joins us now. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Lisa.
I hope I said your last name correctly. I'm thinking that's French.
It is French. Je m'appelle Jacques Pettypah.
Ooh, love it. That just flows from your tongue. Do you speak French?
Not very much. My dad taught me a few words, but je t'aime is most important. I love you. And my family comes from Nova Scotia, Antigonish, Nova Scotia, and so we've migrated down into the Massachusetts area. And have been here ever since.
Oh, love it. And I understand we have a mutual friend.
We do. Wayne McCloskey, I was a youth pastor for about 20 years, and one of the churches I was at, Grace Chapel in Lexington, Massachusetts, he was a student at Bedford High School, and got to know him through the youth group, and we've stayed in touch all these years. Probably he's now married and has kids, and we stay in touch, and he told me about you.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I am so glad I found your book and your song. We're going to play the song coming up, and we'll give everyone a chance to win a copy of the book, too. Now, Jim, you are a man of many hats. Youth pastor, you mentioned. I saw you were a stay-at-home dad, family and adolescent counselor, author, illustrated, musician. Wow. So how did this book come to be?
You know, it started back when I used to go to summer camp. I went to a summer camp up in Stinson Lake in New Hampshire called Happy Tea Ranch. The T stood for teen, Happy Teen Ranch. And, you know, every camp has a skit night, and probably it was on a Friday night. And my cabin friends and I, we said, we got to do something hilarious. And so we wrote a song called The Cow Song at that time. And we blew up surgical gloves, taped them to our bellies. We had toilet paper rolls on our ball caps. We had styrofoam cups on our noses. And we went out and we sang the debut of The Cow Song. And it was probably about 30 years later, sang it for my daughters. I play guitar as well. And they said, Dad, you should turn that song, into a children's book. Because they knew I liked to draw and do music and all that. And so I worked on it for about 6 years here and there, but I didn't really have a process. So I took a class at Mass Art in Boston on writing and illustrating children's books. That gave me the process. And about 2 years later, I published my first book, The Cows Go Moo, and also went into the studio and recorded the song that you're about to hear.
I cannot wait to play the song. And I cannot wait to give the book away, too. Talk a little bit about your partnership with Heifer International. It's such a great organization, and I'm thinking this would be such a great partnership.
Yeah, they've been very excited about my partnership with them. And early on, even when I was just doing sketching, I remember I was in a restaurant, actually, at the Hard Rock Cafe, and my daughter was at a concert next door. And I'm sitting there, and I was reading Blake Mycoskie's book, Do Something That Matters. He's the guy that started One for One Tom Shoes. And I said, I'm going to do something that matters with this book. And so I came up with the phrase, buy a book, give a cow. And what that does is for 10% of all the profits that are made through the sales of the book or any of my Moo merch, if you go on my website, thecowsgomoo.com, I have T-shirts and pillows and stuffed animals. and all that, 10% of the profits from all that will go directly to Heifer International. And what they do is they provide real cows for people living in poverty all around the world. They teach them how to care for the cow, teach them how to start their own cow milking business. And what that does is it will help provide for their needs and the children's schooling. And when that cow gives birth, the calf is passed on to another family. And so it's just an awesome opportunity to do something that matters.
We are talking with author Jim Pettypah, the author of the book and the song, The Cows Go Moo. Now, we are going to play the song. And, you know, some farmers here in Lancaster County tell me that they'll play certain songs, or sometimes they really appreciate when we play more upbeat music because it helps the cows milk faster or better. I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah.
I'm thinking this would help, like if I could play this song while I was trying to milk my cow. Do you have any other advice on milking a cow? Have you ever done that? Is that anything that you would have any expertise in?
A long time ago on my Uncle Vincent's farm, when I was 7 years old, I tried to milk a cow. I think that was the last time, but I've been around a lot of cows lately, and you look in the back of my book, you'll see a picture of me when I was 7 on my Uncle Vincent's farm, and then some 50 years later, me today, standing next to 2 Highland cows. And so I love cows. I've always loved cows. Haven't had a lot of milking experience, though.
Well, I think this song is going to help. Is there anything else you want to say about this song before we play it?
You know, I thank my good friends. We were friends back in high school and at summer camp, and we called ourselves the Beakers. And we just had a lot of fun growing up in church youth group and summer camp, and really good memories and good friends, good times. And so I'm thankful to them and for this opportunity to bring humor and dancing and music and art all together to celebrate life and celebrate good times.
Well, we're going to play the song, and after the song, I'm going to give everyone a chance to win a copy of the book. You do have a fantastic website. Again, thecowsgomoo.com. We invite everybody to go there and just play around. It's so fun. It's so fun. So we invite everybody to visit thecowsgomoo.com. Jim, I wish we had more time. It's a very busy Saturday, but thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with us this morning. I do have to ask you, this is the kids' cookie break. Do you have a favorite cookie to go with your milk?
Definitely chocolate chip cookies.
Good answer. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Jim.
All right. Thanks, you, Lisa. Good luck with the milking.
And here's the song. It's the All Cows right. Go Moo on the Kids Cookie Break.